Killing a Prolambasaura. One summer day, the brilliantly powerful brothers Krishna and Balaram, surrounded by their associates and displaying wonderful grace and beauty, came to Bandiravan Forest to enjoy pastimes. The moment the Lord desired to enjoy a particular pastime, all the necessary paraphernalia automatically appeared. Nourished by eating the fresh green grass and satisfied by drinking the crystal clear water from the valleys of Giri Govardhan, the cows relaxed peacefully in the dense shade of the banyan trees. The gopas wore garlands of freshly blossomed mallika flowers and natural earrings made from sirasa flowers. They tied garlands of kurchi flowers in their hair. Adorned with these attractive, fragrant flowers, the two brothers, Balaram and Damodar, played happily with their friends. One boy sang in a very sweet voice. Some boys played musical instruments while others danced. Sometimes Krishna vibrated his flute while Balaram danced. At other times, Krishna danced to the singing of Balaram and his friends. In a melodious tone, Krishna called the gopas. "Ho, ho, my brothers! Now stop your dancing, because we are now going to play a new game." While running to meet their friend, the gopas replied, "O Damodar, what sort of game do you want to play?" Krishna said, "Listen, let us divide ourselves into two parties. One party will go with the powerful Balaram, and the other party will side with me." Thus Krishna divided his friends into two parties in order to hold a contest of strength. The boys in Balaram's party followed him like loyal soldiers, and the other boys accompanied Krishna. The losing party had to carry the victors on their backs. Krishna's party lost, and even though Krishna carries the whole universe in his belly, he had to carry Sriram on his shoulders. Under the influence of time, Prolambasaura, the deceitful one, disguised himself as a coward boy and secretly mixed with Krishna's friends. Being defeated in the contest, Prolambasaura had to carry the victorious Baladeva, who looked extremely enchanting and effulgent with sandalwood paste daubed on his golden white body. Taking Balaram on his shoulders, the demon carried him to the edge of the Bandiravan forest. Prolambasaura, thrilled with the thought, "Ha ha! I have accomplished my mission. Like a thief, I have broken all the rules of the game and stolen a valuable jewel." At first, Balaram was amazed at the extraordinary power of his carrier, but then he instantly understood the situation. Smiling mildly, Balaram called out to his playful younger brother, "Oh, Damodar! Hey, Manoram! Just as insanity robs one's intelligence, this demon is trying to kidnap me. Oh, you of infallible willpower, what should I do now? Hey, relisher of mellows, without hesitating any longer, please give me proper instructions." Krishna felt somewhat amused to see and hear all this. Then, in a thundering voice, he assured Baladev, "Give up all your fears. Why are you submitting to illusion? Just remember your own divine power and slay the demon." Using his unrivaled strength, which far exceeded the power of the thunderbolts Indra uses to cut the wings of mountains, Balaram, the elder brother of Madhusudana, smashed the demon's head into little pieces with his fist. With tremendous power, the Lord drove the demon to the kingdom of Yama. Before departing, the demon assumed a huge, grotesque form. The Brajabasis thought that Balaram, whose complexion is whiter than fresh camphor, looked like the full moon sitting on top of the dome-like covering of the universe as he sat upon the demon's shoulders. The demon's body had a dark, smoky color, but due to profuse bleeding, his hideous body now looked like a cluster of clouds in the reddish sky at sunset. Covered completely in blood, Prolambasaura slowly fell to the ground. While falling, he appeared like the sun setting behind the Vindhya mountain, which is covered with red Ashok flowers. The splendid demigods, who were expert in glorifying others, showered flowers on the head of Balaram to celebrate his victory over the demon. The notorious demon named Prolamba had displayed great tantric magic, but eventually he perished under the fierce blows of Baladev, whose chariot bears the symbol of a palm tree. In front of everyone, Balaram humbly accepted the name Pralambagna, one who removes all sins from the heart, honorably bestowed upon him by Lord Indra. Thereafter, Balaram met with his brother Damodar, who always gives joy to others and is dear to all the gopas. Proud of his recent accomplishment, Balaram felt unlimitedly blissful within his mind. But he became confused upon seeing the bewildered faces of the coward boys when he rejoined Krishna, who was resting in the shade of a beautiful banyan tree named Bandiravata.